Washington, throw it away. We got a game tomorrow. But as far as, you know, what we can learn from this, obviously it's same thing I mentioned, you know, yesterday, like coming out with more energy and effort to start the game. The same reason we was in the deficit last game, it's the same reason we was in a deficit this game, but those guys didn't let up and they continued to make shots.
John, how much of this is just you guys still coming together? Obviously, not all guys were available preseason, but
none of it. None of that don't matter. We've been around each other long enough to be able to talk, communicate, guard, and do what we got to do, no matter who's on the floor. So that's on me, though.
When you like flip the page to tomorrow, I guess we watch this film any, or is it just automatically get ready for it?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not watching none of it. My message after the game to coach was simple. I just got to make sure we all better tomorrow.
You were obviously questionable with the ankle before the game. Do you feel like you're going to be good for tomorrow night or with the back-to-back, or is that you'll know tomorrow?
You know, if I was playing today after the other game?
I mean, you were listed as questionable.
Well, we'll see. When the Grizz PR, we'll see.
Do you want to play tomorrow?
I want to play every night, every day of the week.
Hey, how is the chemistry? I know this is really your second game back. How is the chemistry? Because a lot of these guys you didn't play with last year. How's that chemistry development so far?
Great. Like I said, we've been around each other. Well, I've been around, you know, a lot of these guys pretty much since August. So
okay.
I don't feel like that should be an excuse. At the end of the day, we all talented. We all been around each other long enough to know what each other's games is. We just got to, you know, all just stay aggressive, confident, and just be us.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, y'all.